and be broken in pieces. Assemble yourself from the east, north, south, and west and be broken in pieces. Take your counsels in the regions of the sea and it shall come to naught. Speak your word and it shall not stand, for God is with us.
Stand on your feet and give God a shout of praise. Lift up your hands. I know the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of depression, the spirit of grief is trying to exact on somebody, but not so this morning. I am breaking free this morning. I'm breaking out this morning. I'm breaking through this morning. Shout yes. Shout yes. Lift up your hands. Say in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be contained, to be confound. I refuse to conform. But in the name of Jesus, I declare, I don't conform. I transform. I command the atmosphere to be transformed right now. Spirit of heaviness, spirit of grief, spirit of disappointment, every spirit of mockery, every spirit of hardness of heart, as I put my hands together, be lifted. Get out of here. Get out. Get out. Command it. Get out. Get out of here. Get out. Get out. Lose your hold. Lose your power. Take your hands off me right now. Spirit of grief. Spirit of heaviness. Spirit of depression. Take your hands off. Lose your hope. Lose your grief. Now, lift up your hands. All over this place, lift up your hands. Say in the name of Jesus, I command mountains to move. Say in the name of Jesus, mountains, move. Say, I command invisible walls fall. As I put my hands together, let the invisible walls fall. Invisible walls fall, 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 fall. Command invisible walls fall. Barriers come down. Depression be dismissed. Oppression, lose your hold. Grief, lose your hold. I will not be circumvented. I will not be overridden by the enemy. Yea, you will not exact on this service. You will not exact on us. You will not exact on this house. You will not exact on us. In the name of Jesus, lose your power. Lose your hope. Lose your grip. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Jesus said, eyes have they, but they see not. Ears have they, but they don't hear. Whatever it is that makes you to see and yet blind. Whatever makes you to hear and yet you don't hear. Any spirit that hardens our heart, that we hear but we don't hear, we see but we don't see, let it be arrested as we put our hands together right now. Let it be arrested in the name of Jesus. Put it together. Open your mouth. Arrest it. Arrest it. Arrest it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Now, lastly, anything programmed in the air, in the atmosphere, anything programmed into the weather, anything programmed by the force of nature, to cause pain, to cause us grief or pain, to cause this house or any family a grief or pain. In the name of Jesus, by divine authority, we interrupt it and overturn it. Put your hands together. Interrupt it. Overturn it. Any negative programming in the air, in the atmosphere, by the force and the power of nature to hurt us, to grieve us, in the name of Jesus, interrupt, overturn it. Put your hands together. Open your mouth. Hit it hard. Hit it hard. I can't hear you. Interrupt it. Overturn it. Overturn it. Overturn it. Overturn it. Now, hear me. Lastly, any snake pregnant. You've seen a snake pregnant. Whether it is in this house, or at the marketplace, or your father's house, or your mother's house, any enemy pregnant with evil, we terminate it. Open your mouth, terminate it. Terminate every evil pregnancy. Open your mouth, put your hands together. Anybody pregnant with evil, terminate the pregnancy. Any wickedness against us, any wickedness against any individual here, home or abroad, any evil pregnancy being carried out by the enemy, terminate it. We terminate it. We command it to miscarry. In the name of Jesus, put your hands together, open your mouth, scream, command it to be terminated. We terminate. There shall no evil befall us or this house or any member of this house, home or abroad. No evil befall anyone in this house by any means. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. With your hands lifted up, say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Let the word of the Lord have a free course. Let every heaviness be lifted. Say, we suspend every demonic sanctions against today's service, against the blessing of your people. Let the sanctions be removed over this house, over your people, over this nation. Say, we remove every sanctions of the enemy in the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, say, we arrest the spirit of terror, terror, terror. Be arrested, be arrested, be arrested. Put your hands and say, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested. Spirit of terror, in the name of Jesus, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested. In Jesus' name. Well, the Bible said the shout of the king is among them. Shout, open your mouth, scream. Now, shake two people, tell them, I command the heaviness to leave your heart. Tell them, I command the heaviness to leave your heart, leave your chest. Command the heaviness to be lifted off you. Command it, lift, 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 lift. Be lifted. Name of Jesus. Now say, I take divine immunity by the blood of Jesus over the heavens. I take divine immunity over the airwaves. I take divine immunity over the high seas. I take divine immunity by the blood of Jesus over our highways. I take divine immunity over the atmosphere, over the house. I take divine immunity over our children, home and abroad. In the name of Jesus, we will not lose any one of you. you will not lose any of your parents. In the name of Jesus, you'll be the head and not the tail. You'll be above and not beneath. You have a good heart and a good head. You go to the top of your class. You'll be outstanding. You will shine. You'll be the best. You'll be the best. You'll be the best among your peers. If you believe it, shout. Today is Resurrection Sunday. And I know that we are all looking for resurrection power. But resurrection is in us. The resurrection is already in us. We don't have to wait for a Resurrection Sunday to experience resurrection power. Resurrection power is in us 24/7. So I want to bring your attention to the fact that you don't have to wait for Resurrection Sunday to experience resurrection. Because resurrection means to lift up. Resurrection means to come alive. Are you hearing me? It means to be exalted above. And every day for the believer, there is a lifting up. The Bible says, when men are cast down, then shalt thou say, there is a lifting up. This morning, be lifted up. Be lifted up in your mind. Be lifted up in your consciousness. Be lifted up in your heart. Be lifted up in your spirit. Be lifted up in your emotion. Be lifted up in your soul. Be lifted up financially. Be lifted up in business. Be lifted up at all levels of life. Be ye lifted up. If you believe there is a lifting up, shout yeah. Lifting up or resurrection don't belong to anybody. It belongs to certain individuals, and their name is called Christians. Resurrection is not for everybody. Resurrection is for the children of God. Resurrection is for Christians. Now turn to somebody and ask them a question. Are you a Christian? Now if you're a Christian, you need to prove it. Tell somebody, prove it. Being a Christian is not what you say. Being a Christian is what you do. That's what the Bible talks about. The attitudes to be. So being a Christian is not just saying it. Being a Christian is walking it and living it and being it. This morning, we want to see certain marks and characteristics of a Christian, one that walks in daily resurrection power. Are you hearing me, somebody? You didn't feel me. That's why the other day David said, he said the righteous or the believer or the Christian falleth 7 times, and 7 times he resurrects. He rises up again. 7 times he's lifted up. Why? Because resurrection power dwells within you. If you are down emotionally, you are about to be lifted up. If you are down financially, you are about to be lifted up. If you are about mentally, you are about to be lifted up. Your dreams are about to come alive. Your visions are about to come alive. Investments are about to come alive. Bank accounts are about to come alive. If you believe me, somebody lift up your hand, scream. Sit down for 2 minutes before I get carried away. You see, it's firm foundation that is troubling me this morning. I'm trying to be cool, you see, but firm foundation is not letting me go. They are pushing me. Are you hearing me, somebody? Their fire and their zeal is too much. It's too much. Hey, somebody say, hey. All right, okay. Firm foundation, give me a break. Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Turn to somebody and say, do you know that the spirit
of resurrection dwells in you. Resurrection lives in you. You are the vehicle. You are the vehicle that carries resurrection power. That's why sometimes some of you, when you dream and you are under attack in your dream, you see yourself flying. You think it's only witches who fly? No, we too, we fly. Eh? They fly by some spirit. We too, we fly by the Holy Ghost. Ah, are you hearing me, somebody? And they try to chase us, and they can't reach us because we are flying by the spirit of resurrection. Somebody, put your hands together. Thank God for the spirit of resurrection. Scream, shout. Kadobo Satan. You don't wait for Resurrection Sunday to fly. You don't wait for Resurrection Sunday to experience a lifting up. There is a lifting up on daily basis in the life of the Christian. And there are three categories of Christian, right? Number one, the spiritual Christian. Number one, say with me, the spiritual Christian. Number two, the carnal Christian. Say it. I can't hear you. Say it. The carnal Christian. Number three, the convenient Christian. Say it. I can't hear you. Number three, one more time. Say it with audacity. So three kinds or type of Christian: the spiritual Christian, the carnal Christian, and the convenient. Those who operate in resurrection power are the spiritual Christian. The spiritual Christian, they are spirit driven. They are spirit led. They are spirit motivated, spirit inspired, spirit driven, spirit control. And that kind, that type, walks and lives in resurrection power. If the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it shall lift, quicken, resurrect, exalt your mortal body. It will give you advantage over the power of gravity. You see, gravity is a law and it's a force. And gravity brings down everything that goes up, must come down by the law of gravity. But there is a higher law. There is a law higher than the law of gravity, known as the law of aerodynamics. Are you hearing me? And it's the law of lift. It's the law of lift. When resurrection power, which is the Holy Ghost, dwells in you, when men are coming down, when men are falling, when men are cast down, that is when you'll be rising up. You'll be going up. I see you going higher. I see your business going higher. I see your finances going higher. I see your joy and peace going higher. You are going higher and higher and higher. If you believe it, shout yes. Tell somebody, shake this thing off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Tell somebody. Tell two people. Shake it off. Hadoma kidala hadomaha. Hey! Hey! Hey, 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 hey! Shake it off! The word Christian is mentioned in the Bible, especially in the New Testament. In the New Testament, three times. The word Christian mentioned in the New Testament three times, not in the Old Testament, not in the minor or major prophets, not in the dispensation of the prophets or the law. But in the New Testament, three times. Come with me, ladies and gentlemen, to Acts chapter 11 and the 26th verse. Acts 11, 26.
And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch.
They were called Christians first in Antioch. Turn to somebody and say, are you a Christian? And say to them, if you are a Christian, you must show it. You have to prove it. So we are going to look at the marks of a Christian.
to see if you are fake or if you are counterfeit or you are original. Because there's a lot of counterfeit Christians. But I know I am speaking to the originals. Is there any original Christian here? Turn to somebody and say, then let's see. Let's see the characteristics and the mark of a Christian, and let's see what defines the counterfeit from the original. Tell somebody, I am original. I am original Christian. I'm not counterfeit. Second scripture, Acts 26:28.
Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian.
He said, you almost persuaded me to transform. We don't conform, we transform. Be not conformed to this world, but be you what? Transform. I refuse to conform. I have the power to transform, not to conform. You can't make me to disbelieve what I believe. You cannot make me to be anything that God says I am. And I refuse any situation or circumstances that will compel me to conform and not to transform. I block it in the blood, override it by divine authority. You have the power to transform and not to conform. He said, you almost compel me to become a Christian. When he saw the marks of a Christian, that they were like Christ, they were ambassadors of Jesus, he said, when I saw you, when I weighed you, when I looked at you, you impacted my life. You made an impression on me that I almost transformed. I almost became like you. 1 Peter 4:16.
Yet if any man suffer as a Christian,
as a Christian, if you are a true Christian, you will suffer persecution. You will suffer mockery, you will suffer misrepresentation. You go out there, family meets and everybody is boozing and everybody is doing the normal thing they do when they come together and they are happy in the flesh and everybody is doing their stuff. You can't do what they do. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. So you can't booze. You see what I'm saying? You can't do... You know what I'm saying? Firm foundation. There's nothing wrong with you when you don't do... Brother, the real is the Holy Ghost. Don't let anybody fool you. Amen. Young ladies, don't let any friend of yours tell you that if you haven't slept with a man, you are missing something. You ain't missing nothing. And don't try what they try, because you are not them and they are not you. You are not counterfeit. You are the original. Put your hands together. Thank God for the original. Young brother, you didn't go to school to impregnate somebody's daughter who has come to school to learn. You came to school to learn. So you can see the sisters, but look at them as sisters. Treat them as sisters. You don't have a license to drive that car. And you won't pass the test to have a license now. So finish school and do your driving test. And when you pass and you have a license, you can drive any car you want. But right now you are restricted. If you believe me, shout yeah. Three times the word Christian was mentioned in the Bible. And say, if you are a Christian, you suffer. You'll be misunderstood. You'll be misrepresented. Sometimes you'll be ostracized. Sometimes you feel rejection. Sometimes people won't treat you the way they ought to treat you. They'll think you are weird. Something is wrong with you. You hear me? As long as I'm original, I don't care what you think is wrong. about me. I just want to be original. I am not counterfeit. So I'm not going to conform. I transform. Are you hearing me, somebody? Be not conformed, but be what? Transform. Now, let's look at some of the marks of a Christian. Some of the characteristics of a Christian. Some of the things that shows who you are. If you're a Christian. How many of you are women? Wave at me. If you're a woman, give me a wave of if you're a woman. All women here. Some of you are not sure if you're a woman. But if you're a woman, just give me a wave of it. Do you feel like you're a woman or you know? And are there signs and marks that distinguishes a woman from a man? There are many things that distinguish a man from a woman. And as soon as you see a woman, you know this is a woman because the marks are clear. Women carries, are you hearing me? They carry some treasures on their chest. Men are flat on their chest. You don't have to feel like you are carrying treasure on your chest to be a woman. You are a woman by knowing, and the marks are clear. If you are a genuine Christian and not a counterfeit Christian, you don't have to say, you don't have to tell it. The signs and the marks are there and they are clear. If anybody hearing me, shout, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Somebody say, help, Lord. If you are a Christian, genuine Christian, original, and not a counterfeit, you know it. And if you are a shege Christian, you know it. Okay. Hebrews 1 and 9. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9. One of the signs of a true Christian is that he walks in righteousness. It's one of the marks. If you are a Christian, this is one of the things that tells people you are a Christian. You don't have to say I'm a Christian. They can tell. Possess these marks is within you. Know it, live it, be it, walk it, show it, demonstrate it, manifest it. Why?
Thou hast loved righteousness.
And if you are a Christian, one of the signs of a true and a genuine Christian is that you love righteousness. And do you love righteousness or you love unrighteousness? That is the distinction. There's no middle ground. You either love righteousness or you love unrighteousness. It is what it is.
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity.
Aha. If you love righteousness, you will hate unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is iniquity. If you love righteousness, you can't love unrighteousness at the same time. It's either you love one and hate the other. That's it. It is what it is. There's no grounds, no middle grounds. Go ahead.
Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness.
You see, above if you fellows. Love righteousness, you're going to carry the oil of gladness. There's an oil. I feel it. Somebody say the oil. Do you feel the oil? If you don't feel it, it's coming upon you right now. I said if you don't feel it, it's coming upon you right now. And if you want this, shout, I receive it. The oil of gladness comes upon those who love righteousness and hate iniquity. It's one of the signs and the mark of a Christian. And if you're a Christian, prove it. Show it. There are some people, when I see their attitudes in church, how they quarrel, they fight, they don't forgive, divisions, murmuring, offended all the time, hurt all the time, fighting with somebody, division, lying, rumor mongering, spreading lies and rumors. When I see some folks in the church, they are never happy, they are always moody, don't smile, don't know how to clap, don't show emotion. They don't know how to halal, barak, yada, shama, toda. They don't know anything about praises in the church. They are just there and they expect the Holy Ghost to come and perform for them. They don't know how to clap their hands. When you say clap, they sit there. When you say shout, they look at you. When you say jump, they are looking at you. Hey, are there any Christians in the church today? Let's move on. John chapter 2, verse 6. 1 John 2, 6. 1 John 2, 6.
He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked.
If you say you are a Christian, that is what it means. If you say you are a Christian, then you ought to walk as he walked. So when we come to looking at the person of Jesus and the principles of Jesus, you will have to judge yourself in the light of his person and in the light of his principle and ask yourself, am I walking like Jesus walked? The Bible said, let this mind, which was also in Christ Jesus, be in you. What does it mean? Do you think like Jesus? Do you have the mind of Christ or you have the mind of this world? What kind of mind do you have in your head? You know what? Clap your hands and shout. I'll get it out of you. Shout yes. The fact that the word is working on you doesn't mean you should make your face that way. I'll get the shout out of you. I'll get it out of you. I'm in charge of this class. You have to obey me. Okay. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17.
Herein is our love made perfect. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this
that
world.
We may have war, fear, doubt, unbelief. But what? When? In the day of judgment. Boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Why? Look at it. Why?
As he is.
Because
as he is.
As
is.
As
he is.
As
he is.
Where?
Up there.
So are we where?
Yeah.
So if you want to see Jesus, look at me. That's it. Listen, Jesus said, no one have seen the Father except the Son. And he said, anyone that have seen the Son have seen the Father. If you want to see Jesus, look at me. Can you say that? It's a very serious statement here, that if you want to see Jesus, how he thinks, how he looks like, how he walks. You see, I walk like Jesus. I know you don't believe it, but I walk like Jesus. I walk like Jesus, you see. I walk like Jesus. If you want to know how Jesus walks, look at me. You are the only individual that the people in your business, at your workplace, in your house, you are the closest thing, an image, an express image of who Jesus is in your generation. If anybody will go to hell, it's because you did not manifest Jesus. I'm telling you, you are Jesus walking on earth. You are. As he is, so are we in this world. Tell somebody, you are Jesus walking this earth. I know some of you are looking at me and say, hey, how can you say that? I'm saying what the Bible says. Stop looking at me with your religious look. I'm repeating what the Bible is saying. The Bible says, as he is, so are. Open your hand, say, do this. Say, I believe it though. Say, I believe it. It's a sign and a mark of a Christian. You can't say you are a Christian and you don't resemble your master. You can't say you are a Christian and you act like the devil. Not. A Christian is a follower. A disciplined follower of Jesus. One that does not have any desire or agenda of his home, but the agenda of his master. Living a selfless life. The life I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God, not my own faith. I have no faith of mine. I live it by the faith of the Son of God. We are of the circumcision of the flesh, who have no confidence in ourselves, but in God. So I dare not take credit for anything. I don't. Are you hearing me? If I am ever disciplined about anything, it's because of grace. Because there are people more disciplined than me who don't have the results I have. So if it is discipline, if it is self-control, if it is mastering, if it is excellence, if it is breakthrough and progress and advancement of anything, folks, it's all because of grace. For Paul said the other day, I was the least among them all. Yet, I labored more abundantly than them all, but yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Is anybody hearing me? Can somebody shout and give some God some praise and glory in the house? You know what pride is? Pride is refusing to give God credit for what he's doing. Pride is taking credit for what grace has accomplished in your life. Pride is holding back what is due God and his house in the name of it is my own power and might that has gotten me this breakthrough. You are a disgrace and a disappointment. As long as grace is concerned, you despise grace. Whenever you think you are educated, you've been to the best of school. Do you know the family I come from? Do you know my connections? I have connections. I'm very connected, though. The Bible said the heart of Lucifer was exalted because of his beauty. He said, thou was perfect from the day that thou was created until iniquity was found in thee. And he said, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. What makes you think you differ from another? When a man can receive nothing except it is given to him from above. And what have thee that thou did not receive it? And why then do you act as if you did not receive it? For nobody came out of their mother's womb with anything. You didn't come from mama's womb with something. Even if your great-great-grandfather was loaded and was a mogul, somebody before him was broke. Because nobody comes from their father's, from their mother's womb with anything. So take it easy. And be a Christian. Be a Christian. You know, I said in the first service that Christians are the only people, when they become rich or very powerful, their service or worship of God changes. When you go to Dubai, 4:30 in the morning, and you go to the mosque, you will see Rolls Royces, Bentleys, and you name them. Everything packed there, the rich and the poor, motorbikes, bicycle, everybody, rich and poor, they are all there praying at the same time, praying to the same God. Together, in Christianity, as soon as people break through and they start making money, they change. They don't come to early morning prayer meeting anymore. They don't come to Saturday prayer meeting. They don't come to fasting and prayer because they have arrived. They are the Obontiers. You see what I'm saying? And even if they come, they don't clap. You know, they don't clap. They don't clap. They don't even know how to say praise the Lord. When you say praise the Lord, they say praise the Lord. When you say shout hallelujah, they look around and see who is looking at them. Say, hallelujah. What is wrong with you? Turn to someone and say, what is wrong with you? The Jews are not like that. The Muslims are not like that. The Hindus, the Baha'is, they serve God more, build temples, give more to the church when they get money. In Christianity, people give less when they come into money, and the poor give more than the rich. I'm telling you, I check things. People who are loaded and have money, they don't tithe because they are afraid of giving God 10%. What is 10%? I left 10%. I'm above 30% now. 10% is an insult. 10%, you think you've done something, you haven't done anything. God requires everything, not 10%, everything. Everything. You know, if we are serving God, let's serve God. And if we are not serving God, let's do it. But if you say you are serving God, it's everything. All out or nothing. That's it. If you love a woman, prove it. You love the girl, brother, prove it. That's it. You prove it. Jacob loved Rachel. He worked 7 years for her. After 7 years, the father tricked him. He said, girl, it don't matter. It don't matter. I'm cool. Baby, I got you. I got you. I waited for 7 years and your father tricked me. It's all right. You wait more than 7 years. I'm going to wait and work for another 7 years, girl. Listen, young ladies, some of these brothers who come around and after 1 or 2 days, no, first day, no, they want to drive the car. They are not correct. They are suspects. Tell them you have to wait for 5 years. Hey! All these brothers, they come today, no, and today, no, they want to fire. Tell them, brother, hold your fire in the name of Jesus. Hold your fire. Say, I block your fire in the name of Jesus. Okay, let me stay on course. You know what is happening? Baby, you know what's going on? Is this young, you know, guys here, this Firm Foundation, they are troubling me. Okay, let's move on. Don't mind the Firm Foundation. So number one, you got to walk in righteousness. Number two, walking in love. One of the mark and the sign of a Christian is that you walk in love. When people see you, you manifest the love of God. And it attracts them. A lot of people don't like to come around some of us because we don't manifest the love of God. Some of us is arrogance, is pride, is hatred. Hey, some of us have our friends and our loved ones. That's why we can't even invite people to church because they know us at the workplace that we are terrible. So we are even afraid to invite them to church. And some of you people don't even know you're a believer. They don't know you're a Christian. Because you fight everybody at work. You are always moody. Your face is always at war and at battle. You never smile. You smile once in 10 years. Even that one, we have to give you a tip and an offering for that. Go ahead. Are we finished? First, John chapter 15, 9 to 13. John 15, 9 to 13, quickly.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you.
As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. It is required of us to love one another. Are you hearing me? And listen, if you love me because of who I am and what I have, it's not love. It's filial. If you only love your children, your husband, your wife, and your family and your loved one is filial. It's conditional love. I'm talking about unconditional love. That you love people because they are people. You love somebody because they are a human being. Whether they have or they don't have. Whether they are loaded or broke. You love them for who they are. The love of God is unconditional. If you love me because of my dress and the way I dress or my perfume, you don't love me. It's a suspicious love. Because the day I don't smell good and I stink, when you see me, you run away from me. You say, brother, sister, excuse me, I'll see you. Eh? You go another way. I love some serious people. You know, I love some of the intercessors, some of these young guys. Yeah, they stink. I tell them all the time, I buy them deodorant, I give them, I say, bam, and I give them dresses. I give them dresses, a lot of my shirt, I give it, I say, change. You know, because if you sweat, like me, sometimes I have to shower 3-4 times a day, you know, because I sweat a lot. After preaching right now, I have to shower. Then I might shower again, because by the time I pray, 1 or 2 times I sweat. My body is very sensitive, I have to shower, you know. And if you don't, you leave the sweat and everything on your skin, brother, sister, don't speak in tongues about it, brother. Why are you people looking at me that way? You want me to polish and make the thing fair, but smell is smell. Somebody say, Papa, say it the way it is, say it. You want me to make it look fair? The gospel is very offensive. Amen? Let's go ahead.
As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love.
Continue ye in my love. Love is not an option. You continue in love. You don't love today and hate tomorrow. If you're a Christian, you love at all times. It's difficult, but it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, I was dealing with, in America, I finished preaching, and the bishop came into my office and said, you have to talk to my wife. He beats me. And I said, what? She does what? And he said, ask her. She's standing here. She beats me. And I said, do you beat him? She said, yes. And I said, how do you do? He said, I slap him. Sometimes I remove my shoe. And I said, eh? You do what? I said, brother, I want you to go and learn martial art. Anytime she stretches her hand, hey! Block her. And she said, I don't know what comes upon me, but when it comes, I can't control it. And I said, from today, you will control it. And I said, brother, why don't you say, Papa, if she calls 911, I'm in trouble. They'll drive me from my house. The police will come and they'll believe whatever she says. I said, it doesn't matter what they believe, okay? Just make sure she stops. Don't beat her, but block her. When she stretches her hand, like this, say, if she's bringing it down, say, amen. And there are men also who beat their wives. Men beat their wives. She's a woman. If you're a man, go fight another man. If you're a true man, go and beat another man. If you beat your wife, you are not a man. You are not original. You are counterfeit. If you are angry, because some women have mouthful. Hey! Some of the men, the way they'll make their mouth, the way they'll say the thing, is like they put a dagger in your heart, they are cutting, and you feel some way. When you feel that, we begin to speak in tongues. And then walk. Tell somebody, walk. Take a walk. Say, take a walk. Walk. You know, I box. You know, I have the boxing, what do you call it? I have it in my office. Anytime I feel someone, I just go there and I box. Yeah. Take a walk when you are angry. Husbands, when you are angry, just take a walk. Or pray in the spirit. Simple. But anytime you touch a woman, anytime you beat a woman, you devalue your value. I'm telling you. Believe me. you devalue your value. You lose something. You make a cold at heart towards you. You begin to hinder your prayers. The Bible says, dwell with them according to knowledge, lest your prayers be hindered. So you beat her, and she does all those secret tears. Hey! And then you are praying, your prayer won't fly. So whenever the woman runs her mouth, she wants to hinder your prayers. So what do you do? Take a walk. Say, take a walk. Just take a walk. Why are you looking at me? Okay, let's move on. Let's move on.
If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love.
You will abide. It's a mark of a Christian. Go ahead.
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Abide in the love.
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
You see, folks, when you love, you are selfless. And to be selfless in today's world is difficult. It's very, very difficult. I know what I'm telling you. I deal with it every day. Every Sunday when I finish first service, I have so many people in line to see me. And they want to see their papa. And security will say, you got to go change. You got to go change. And I said, I know. Just leave me alone. I know. And all they want to say is, papa, can you just pray for me? And I pray for them already in the church. I pour everything for them. They still want another touch. So, and then some will just kneel down. Papa, touch me. So I touch them. Papa, say something. You are blessed. This week you break through to be well with you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. That's all they need. And they are happy. That's all. And they're happy. And they leave and they go and they are acting like Christians. Sometimes it's very difficult to be a Christian. Yesterday we finished the breakfast meeting. I was leaving New Destiny. And somebody, she talked to me 3 times. First, she spoke to me. We talked. I tapped her, blessed her. She was very happy. And then she came back again. Something else. I tapped her, I blessed her. She came back again the 3rd time. Then on the 4th tap, I said, hey, Roddy. No, by the 4th tap, I said, no, this will have to run. I didn't know what to do again. I was still a Christian, but I was running. It was difficult. Okay, let's finish. Let's finish. I have 12 points, but I won't give you all. I'll give you the rest next week, okay? Okay, walking in love. Let's see 2 scriptures and we'll finish. Revelation 1:5. No. Walking in faithfulness. Okay, so let's see faithfulness. Say faithfulness. Say it's critical. It's very critical that a man be found faithful. See, faithfulness is a mark of a true Christian. What's faithfulness? Are you dependent? Dependability. Trustworthiness. Can you be trusted? And it's one of the things that is lacking in the church. A lot of people are not faithful. It's very hard to find faithful people in the church. People who are dependent, trustworthy. You call them and they are there. It's difficult. But it's one of the signs of Christians. It's one of the signs of Christians. A faithful husband. A faithful husband. That your wife don't have to worry, cry, when he sees all these sisters around you. And all of them have an agenda. They all have an agenda. And they are also Christians. But those ones are 419 Christians. Your wife don't have to be worried at all. Your husband don't have to be worried about you. Cry. That he can see you among all these handsome brothers. And there are some 419 brothers. They are also Christians. We call them the carnal Christians. They are in the church. The eye people's wife. You see what I'm saying? But your husband don't have to be worried. Because he knows you are dependable. Oh, are you clapping? Faithfulness. Your boss can leave his office key and he knows there is money in there and there will be no problem. He will come back and will account for the money. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. Are you faithful? Can you be trusted? Can God trust you with wealth? Can God trust you with riches? Can God trust you with riches and wealth and influence and power, and you are still the same? You don't change. You are still in church, still committed, still an usher, still in prayer meetings. When you go to Bishop T.D. Jakes Church or Clifford Dollar's Church, the ushers in their churches are CEOs, ball players, all these multi-millionaires. They are the ushers. In Africa and in Ghana here, do you know who are the ushers? They are people with disregard and think are nothing. The important people, they are not committed. They always sit down, and when they sit, I don't want to say some things. Because I have to be a Christian, you know. So I'm trying to be a Christian myself, so I'll leave it alone. Minka. Bishop. Minka. Minka. Yanko. Yes, Bishop.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Mm-hmm. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness?
He is faithful. Are you a faithful witness? A faithful witness, that means you witness when you are hurt, when you are offended, when you are depressed, when you are down, when you are, you know, when you are unhappy, when you are rejected, you still are a good witness for Christ. You live the life as a Christian, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, affecting people for Jesus, people following you to church, even before you invite them, because they look at your life and they want to follow you to church. But some of us, me, if I wasn't born again, there are some of you, I would have never followed you to church. Oh, it's serious. Because when I can be very, very critical, when I look at some of you, I won't go to church. Today, the young the Shure Foundation people, they are working me, Go ahead.
And
the blessing is here. The blessing is with this side. Is the blessing somewhere here? Is the blessing here? Is the blessing there? Is the blessing there? Or here? Or there? Or there? Or up there? Or over there? Or over there? Or here? Now, you know where the anointing really is? Is here. If you want some of the anointing, then put your hands together and scream. Go ahead.
And the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
He loved us. Okay, let's move on quickly. Let's look at Revelation 17 and 14.
These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them.
Look at their name.
For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are these called.
Called. They are the called. That is, these are Christians. Oh. These people, this word called, are Christians. Christians are the called out. Two.
And chosen.
Christians are chosen
and faithful.
And they are faithful. These are marks of a true Christian. If you're a Christian, you are called, you are separated, you are chosen, you are faithful, you can be counted upon, you are reliable, you are stable, consistent. Amen. All right, there are more points here, but I'm going to have to stop today. For next week, Sunday, we'll continue. You want the last one? Okay, I'll give you the last one next week, God willing. Put your hands together. The shout of the king is in the house.